I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Mike Shope.
What has happened? Mike is not here. You do not call me to find out who to play in fantasy football.
And the Bulldog.
That is just not how this works. I don't know anything, nor do I care.
On WGR.
Gallman, save me now. Minshew, great mustache. There, play him.
Sports Radio 550.
You know, Bulldog is one of these guys. I have another friend, Mike, who I would say this about. Like, they love to tell you, I don't know anything. I'm just a caveman. Like, I can't be expected to know. They know a lot. I say this, I feel like this is right. I never hear anybody else say it, but it's the way most people are about playing golf. They love to tell you how bad they are. Oh, what's your handicap? My game. Like, people just love to tell you how bad they are at golf. And anybody that can break 100 is pretty good. There's better. But, you know, you shoot in the 90s, you can play with anybody pretty much. You know, you could, you hold your own. You're not bad at golf if you shoot in the 90s.
You could go to any golf outing and not embarrass yourself. Should that be the standard? For most people, the standard is probably what the guys are doing on TV when you're comparing whether you're
which
good or not at golf.
Which is crazy. When you run, you're not comparing yourself to Usain Bolt, because when you watch track on TV, that's what you see. No, I just mean, like, Bulldog, definitely. He it's an act. Don't let him fool you. He knows a lot. Does he know everybody's ADP? No. Does he know what ADP stands for? I think so.
You might have a decent idea of people's ADP. If you follow football, you don't need to play fantasy. You might have a decent idea of people's ADP.
Yeah, you should.
Gabriel Davis, you might have a tough time. But most guys, I think you'd know. Like, there are certain players that just, who knows? Fantasy thinks of them differently. But
we are going to have a draft now. Friday, 5 o'clock. Let me say first, talking to Theo Greminger as well, the industry, fantasy football, is so big now. You don't have to be, like, really niche to find drafts anytime you want at almost any price point. That Underdog, Best Ball Mania, is a $25 tournament. I drafted one last night. I've drafted maybe five in the last 3 or 4 days, because they're pretty fast. $25 tournament. There's $10 million in the prize pool. And really, you got to be prepared to lose, like any sort of gambling. You don't want to bet with money you don't have. Underdog has a $5 tournament called the Puppy. FFPC, FFWC, NFFC. Like, there's so many good sites where you can draft anytime. And, like, people will joke to me about how many leagues I'm in. Most of my leagues don't require a single bit of team management once the draft is over. It's called best ball. You're done when the draft is over. And that is part of the strategy, but you don't have to worry about setting lineups or even following it. There's nothing else to do. You could just forget about it, and then hopefully you get a check. So feel free to tweet at me or email me if you want to know, like, advice. I want people who are sort of curious about it to know that there are just massive opportunities to play. And that's Dynasty Leagues, too. These big sites are selling abandoned Dynasty teams all the time, where you can sort of jump in to a league that's already underway or start a new one, which is more fun. Here we go. Oh, no.
I was waiting for you to see what had happened before Mike's picking fourth.
With this last year, this happened sometimes, and other times it went better. Derrick Henry?
This happens, depending on who you're in the league with. If you're just in a league with your high school buddies, this could happen.
Somebody steps up and picks Derrick Henry first.
And then, like, the couple guys that are really with it kind of laugh.
Well, okay, we'll play the game. Derrick Henry is a first-round pick in most formats, just not anywhere near number one. He's in the middle or the back, but he goes 101 in this mock draft, then McCaffrey and Taylor, so that's good. I didn't want to have to pick Jonathan Taylor at four, because that never happens.
Yeah. No, it's indefensible to me. Like, I'm trying to defend it, why Derrick Henry could go 101, but he should never, ever go 101.
No, I mean, pretty much, no.
Unless you're in, like, a touchdown-only league.
He is a first-round pick.
Touchdown-only league, I could listen to first overall. That is the only case.
I think what happens with this sleeper app is that these are just old ADPs. Like, Taylor didn't go this high exactly last year, but McCaffrey does. Like, Dalvin Cook is next on the ADP. He's not number four. But he does go in the first round. I would not take Dalvin Cook in this spot. I'm up at four. Henry, McCaffrey, and Taylor are gone. I want one of the receivers. I've been running hot in these drafts. I'm drafting in the top four, like six in a row. And I always get Kupp, Jefferson, or Chase. And who I pick just depends on who I don't want to pick the same guy I picked last time to have, you know, diversity. Doesn't matter in this. I want to tell you who I think should be the pick. And Jefferson is my favorite of the three over Kupp and over Chase. Kupp could have massive regression and still be a top five wide receiver. You know, that's maybe what I would expect to happen because he just broke all the records. And Chase is obviously great. Higgins there. I don't know. Like, I would be really, I don't want to say, like, impressed or surprised if he had the same year. I love him. I just like Jefferson a little bit more. I think Minnesota, with a coaching change, could end up running more plays, doing more for Jefferson, who is their best player, than they've done. They've been more run-oriented, and he's been great anyway, very efficient. I think there's more room for Jefferson. Here it is. There's more room for Jefferson to go up from where he's been. So he's my pick. Five, Eckler. Six, Dalvin Cook. Seven, Najee Harris. You know, again, fine. Eight, Cooper Kupp. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, will Joe pick Chase or someone else?
I'm kind of starting to fall for the zero RB strategy this year. I've never really executed it, and there are a lot of good young receivers that are making me want to test it out this year. Chase would be the guy. I mean, if Jefferson was ever available, 109, those would be the two for me. But I'm going to take Jamar Chase over Devontae Adams, over Joe Mixon, Stephon Diggs. I mean, he could be wide receiver one. I mean, a lot of these other guys could too. Adams could be wide receiver one, theoretically.
So could Diggs.
So could Diggs.
He was in 2020.
Sure. Tyreek Hill maybe even could. But I think there's an increased target share coming for Jamar Chase. Maybe that comes at the share that was occupied by T. Higgins last year. But this could be a historic level season, I think, for Chase. Any of these years, because of how talented he is. So I'm going receiver first at 109. I like Chase the most.
This is interesting now. Devontae Adams at 10. Joe Mixon at 11. Other than the Henry pick, this is pretty respectable. Diggs at 12. Mm-hmm. DeAndre Swift to the same team at 201. So that team starts Diggs, Swift. Then Kelsey. That's about right. Kelsey isn't always the first tight end picked anymore, but by pick 14 where he goes here, it's about the latest you see it. Tyreek Hill at 203, so Team 10 starts Adams and Hill, and now it's Joe again. Eight running backs have been picked, and six receivers plus one tight end.
I'm going to go back to receiver at 2.4. I'm going to go CeeDee Lamb as my pick here, because you've got Michael Gallup injured and might not be ready for the start of the season. Amari Cooper is in Cleveland. There was a quote from Jerry Jones, I think, today, that he sees Lamb as an upgrade over Cooper. So I think huge target share for Lamb. He just hasn't done it. No, like, he just hasn't done it.
Jerry Jones had better say that.
Yeah, like the talent is there, the draft status is there, the targets are there, the quarterback is there. Like everything is perfectly set up for him to be like a top five to at least, I don't even know, would him being wide receiver 10 be disappointing this year? Like for me, it might, because everything is set up perfectly for him to be like a championship winning type receiver.
And except for who his coaches are.
That's the one, yeah, except for who his coaches are.
Well, he also could be the number one,
sure.
I think, Lamb. So you start Chase and Lamb. That's nice. It's even better in Dynasty if you could do it.
Yep.
Josh Allen at 205 to the Cooper Kupp team. Okay. Mm. Like, I do not end up with Josh Allen this year either. It's happened other years for other reasons, because I'm never ready to take a quarterback as early as he goes, especially around here. 205 to me is crazy. But no surprise that he would be QB1. Alvin Kamara at 206. Team 7 starts Harris Kamara. Quickly, Joe, on Kamara, a little bit of doubt this week about it. He's not at the OTAs, and
whether
he has
be
a legal
available.
Situation. So some are wondering about whether he'll be on the field for them.
Yeah, the story about him and his friends beating up like somebody in an elevator sometime during the Pro Bowl, I think. And there hasn't been a resolution on that. That was from Jeff Duncan of NOLA.com. Should I say NOLA.com? I feel bad saying NOLA.
I think you're fine either way.
Whether the running back Kamara is available for all part or any of his sixth season remains a mystery.
Okay. Mark Andrews, who I would have picked had I gotten the chance, he goes at 207. He's been so good. Every reason I think there is to like Andrews this year. Nick Chubb at 208 to the Eckler team. Mm. And now I'm up at 209. A part of this is, how do you want to build it? And
also, everyone around you has taken running backs. I don't know if that changes your strategy.
The teams behind me have one running back, and there are good options there. I think there are three running backs that I would pick here, but there's only, at the most, two receivers. Yeah, I guess it's three. I'll just say it, because who am I playing against? Robots.
Yes.
I think Aaron Jones is my first running back here. Barkley is my second. Javonte Williams would be maybe more of a distant third, but I think it's good value in the next round. Deebo Samuel is on the board. A.J. Brown and T. Higgins. And I think those are all fine in this spot, too. Deebo has the highest ADP, or the earliest ADP. But I'll take A.J. Brown instead.
Hmm.
Just what a player. Healthy, of course, is a concern, but that's for everybody. I have avoided A.J. Brown a little bit in Dynasty because he's had two knee surgeries already. And new team, okay. I mean, maybe that's not great. I mean, Jalen Hurts has something to prove when it comes to this, but Brown is so good. He and Hurts are longtime friends, like best friends. The wide receiver one each of the last 2 years was the beneficiary of a new quarterback. Kupp wasn't traded, but Stafford was traded to the Rams. Diggs was traded the year before and got Allen. So new team doesn't scare me as much as it would have a couple of years ago. A.J. Brown for me at 209. Then Deebo. Then Aaron Jones, who I wanted. Then Javonte Williams, then Barkley.
Wow, tough.
All four of those guys were the guys I mentioned. So team one starts with three running backs, Henry, Williams, Barkley. Good luck. Team two, McCaffrey, Aaron Jones, Kittle. I love Aaron Jones this year.
Mm-hmm. Should be a lot of receptions.
Team three, Taylor, Deebo Samuel, Patrick Mahomes. I'm definitely out on quarterback. I think at tight end, Pitts and Waller are both interesting. But I like more the tight ends in the middle than I did last year, so I'm going to skip that. I don't have a running back, but the three I would have picked were just picked. And I'm going to skip that too, which leaves me where? Either Pitts or Waller or Higgins, who I mentioned before. All right, well, let's have some fun and see what that looks like to start with three receivers. I'm certainly not afraid to do it. T. Higgins is the pick. Odds that he's wide receiver one in Cincinnati this year. I mean, 40%?
Yeah, I was going to say like 35-40%. He was last year.
He was?
By target share, maybe. Maybe not by stats.
Okay.
But he had 110 targets last year, and Jamar Chase had... Oh, no, never mind. 128. So Chase was number one.
One player that the ADP likes or reflects, you know, his popularity in these drafts above T. Higgins is Mike Evans. I passed on Evans just because I sort of crush on Higgins.
Higgins, by the way, I think I was thinking about maybe target percentage because he did play three fewer games than Chase did.
Okay.
And he only had 18 fewer targets.
Kyle Pitts goes 305. Zeke, 306. I mean, there are Zeke lovers who will point to his contract, you know, and his being hurt last year, which is a fair point. Maybe there's one more good season left in him, but this is early for him in most drafts I'm in. Darren Waller at 307, Evans at 308, now back to Joe. So between you and me, Joe, five picks, all receivers so far.
I was thinking about trying zero RB here, but Michael, for the hero RB, does that even qualify at this point if I pick one running back in the third round for that draft strategy?
Can.
I really like Leonard Fournette this year.
It's good.
He finishes RB6 last year. The situation is relatively the same. They upgraded on the offensive line, getting Shaq Mason. Ronald Jones is gone. And they drafted Rashad White in the third round, a running back. But he's more of a pass catcher, it sounds like. Which, that would hurt him too, because Fournette did have 84 targets. But I would still expect him to be the main back, still get the touchdowns. And I'm hopeful I would still get the receptions. I wouldn't be 100% sure on that because there will be some competition. But I think there's a good, solid baseline for Fournette this year.
I like the pick a lot. Fournette to Joe at 309. Then Cam Akers. He's an interesting one this year. Love the team. Will he get the full workload? Is he fully back from the Achilles injury? If all that is right, there's huge upside for where he goes in drafts. Antonio Gibson. Been a tough offseason for him. J.D. McKissic goes back to Washington. Then they draft Brian Robinson out of Alabama. Terry McLaurin at 312. Then Keenan Allen. D.K. Metcalf. Wow. Not because that isn't appropriate, but just like there's such a player there. You turn Russell Wilson into Drew Lock or Geno Smith, and just like everybody is off of Metcalf. Then Deontay Johnson at 403. Back to Joe.
I would like to go back to receiver here, but there's not really anyone I'm in love with. I don't love this range. Maybe I do. I'm optimistic on Jacobs. I'm optimistic on ETN. And on Connor. I think I go Jalen Waddle with this pick. Jalen Waddle. He's actually, so by sleepers ADP, he was a little bit lower. But Fantasy Pros, he's going as wide receiver 14, 40 overall. And it's Tua's number two receiver, which is a little concerning. But I think that's a special talent.
I
almost
it.
Feel like now I'm drafting a dynasty team because I have Waddle, Lamb, and Chase,
yes.
Which I don't love to do in redraft because I get sucked into the youth. But I think the ceiling is super high for him, and there should be a big amount of targets even with Hill there. So I like Waddle because of the upside, and I'm good with the offense. I'm okay with the offense.
You're taking me back to last year's Shopes and Dreams draft.
Chase and Waddle?
Where I picked Pitts, Chase, and Waddle round of that draft.
Just the entire core of a team in
plus,
one draft.
Plus Pitts. Maybe forever. Maybe for like 10-plus years. David Montgomery, 405. Breece Hall, 406. Fine. I probably would have picked Breece Hall if he made it to me. Justin Herbert. 407, quarterback 3. That's right on point with what usually happens. DJ Moore at 408, and now I'm up. And it's between two running backs for me here. I liked Hall. I had three marked, and Hall was number one. The others are J.K. Dobbins and James Conner. And I'm going to go Dobbins. I like my friend Adam Krautwurst's point on Dobbins, which he's made a lot. That he says, pretty much, the Dobbins is burning a hole in the Ravens' pocket. Second round pick, They haven't really, I mean, yes, as a rookie, but then he had the injury last year, missed the whole season. They haven't really, like, gotten there yet with Dobbins. What have they done with their skills? They traded Marquise Brown away and drafted more tight ends. It just feels like they want to be that rushing Ravens team. And if they do, like, Dobbins is the horse. Gus Edwards matters. I think he plays a lot. And there's a third guy, right? Or Mike Davis?
Mike Davis. Yep.
But I'm going to bet on the talent here. I can't help myself. Dobbins. We will pick the draft back up after sports. Mike Schoep here with Sneaky Joe. Bulldog is off today. A little mock draft fun on a Friday of a holiday weekend. This is WGR. Mike Schoep with Sneaky Joe. Bulldog is off today. Let's pick the pace up a little bit in our mock draft here. We are in round 5 out of 14. I am up at 504. I have Justin Jefferson, A.J. Brown, and T. Higgins. Love it. J.K. Dobbins in round 4. Man, I look at the board, and there are, Joe, like 10 great receiver choices right now. I'm only starting 2 in this league. And so I think I have to resist. I always want to be picking one. 2 flex.
Yeah.
But I want to see if I can resist that for now. There are just so many. They're going to start to fly, though. I mean, we've had all kinds of running backs being picked. So I want to see if I can find somebody to make it worth my while to wait on receiver. Tight ends, I want to wait another turn here. It's Hockenson, Schultz, Goddard. Definitely they have their fans. Quarterback, I definitely want to wait. We've had 4 go. I'm not ready for that. But I'm not going to pick a wide receiver. What did I say? I want to go faster. It would be Clyde Edwards-Helaire with the Chiefs. I think it's, you know, earlier than he usually goes, but I like that. I see the Chiefs this year throwing the ball to him more and his having a more prominent role. Talked recently, or not even that recently, but in the offseason about having gallbladder surgery last year. I feel like there's another chance for him to salvage, maybe not that first-round pick status, but to rate. So I'll pick Edwards-Helaire here at 504, running back 2 on my team. Jerry Jeudy, Michael Thomas, Chris Godwin, Damian Harris. Over to Joe, who has same build as me, Chase, Lamb, and Waddle, and also Fournette.
I'm going to go back to the wide receiver pool. I really like Cortland Sutton this year. I think he's going to end up the number 1 target for Russell Wilson. You're getting training camp hype videos already.
Yeah.
Between Wilson and Sutton. Jeudy has not really realized his potential yet, and although this legal situation doesn't sound like it'll be too serious, maybe he gets a very short suspension, if anything. Maybe it's nothing. So that's competition for him, but I think Sutton might be Wilson's number 1 receiver. And even if he's not, Lockett and Metcalf both flourished in fantasy while Wilson was thrown to them.
Would you have taken Sutton over Jeudy then? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Kyler. Yep. Sorry.
Kyler Murray, Allen Robinson, Elijah Mitchell, DeAndre Hopkins, Joe Burrow, T.J. Hockenson are the 6 players taken in between.
Back to you.
I'll go Jalen Hurts.
Oh.
Fine. I mean, everyone's betting on him to win MVP. There's going to be a lot of rushing. 700, maybe 800 yards rushing. He's got a legit number 1 receiver now. And I kind of want to think there could be more there passing, given that his receiving core last year was a rookie in Devontae Smith and just a bunch of guys that weren't even, like, Quez Watkins is a deep threat and that's it. Jalen Reagor probably shouldn't be on the field for them. And now A.J. Brown, like, all right, I'm into that. So, Hurts.
Quarterback 7, that's about right. Dalton Schultz. Then Marquise Brown, I would have taken Hollywood Brown here. Didn't get to me. Miles Sanders, I liked him too. Kenneth Walker, rookie to the Seahawks. I'll go Mike Williams with the Chargers. Mm. Everybody's expecting big things again from Justin Herbert. Okay, Keenan Allen is still there. Then it's Mike Williams. And how great was he? Especially early, but he had the big week 18 game, that Raider game. I like getting this player in round 6. Dallas Goedert, Garrett Wilson, the Jet rookie, A.J. Dillon, Kareem Hunt, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Adam Thielen, and then back to me. Is it time for a quarterback here yet? I think if it were, it's Dak. And I'm not interested in stacking here in a 12-team league. In a tournament, absolutely, every time. But in a separate league where you're just playing against the other 11 players, I don't really care hardly at all about that. I couldn't stack Higgins or A.J. Brown anyway. I'm not drafting Kirk Cousins here.
Not a good feeling, by the way, when you pick a quarterback and the next 15 picks are there's no quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's right. That's why, I mean, it happens. I'll take Brandon Cooks.
Okay.
Talking with Theo Greminger today. Like, it's not sexy. You hear my voice? I'll take Brandon Cooks. But there's a lot to like. The argument's good. He's my fifth receiver here through seven rounds. Then go four more before Joe's next pick. Drake London, Treylon Burks, back-to-back rookies, Tyler Lockett, Juju Smith-Schuster. Oh, that's nice, too. Joe, it's 7:09.
All right. I'm going to... I only have one running back, and it's Leonard Fournette at this point.
Who are the running back options for you?
Devin Singletary, Tony Pollard, Chase Edmonds, James Cook.
Man. Yeah, keep that in mind, Joe. I mean, round seven,
yeah,
it feels pretty thin. Round six even was pretty thin. I'm glad Edwards-Helaire felt early, but there looks to be like a drop-off there, you know, after Dylan maybe.
Sure.
So, tough one.
I'm going to keep waiting. I'm going to go Darnell Mooney with my next pick here. Huge target share. I think he's good. Also, like, he was good in his rookie year, even when Robinson was the number one. Fields, I'd like to think there's more there. I don't know if the Bears are really going to be able to find that out. But either way, bad team is throwing the football a lot, and Mooney is, like, guaranteed to be their leader in targets. I mean, as safe as you could think for a guy you're getting in round seven. So I'll take Darnell Mooney out of Chicago.
This is a 14-round draft. Are you going to draft a backup quarterback? I don't think I want to.
I probably am not going to draft a backup quarterback.
So one quarterback and then maybe two tight ends. There's no kickers or defense. That means 11 spots for the running backs and receivers. That's like 5 and 6 maybe.
Yep.
Or 4 and 7. All right, you're up again.
All right. I'm going to go for running back here, and I'll go for Tony Pollard. I think that could be like championship level potential. You probably need Elliott to get hurt for that to happen, although that body's been breaking down a little bit over the past couple of years with nagging injuries and whatnot. I think Pollard is good. I'm not confident that the coaches in Dallas will get to a point where they really realize Pollard is like deserving of being the featured guy over Elliott. But I guess there's still that possibility, too. So I'll go Pollard.
Then a couple quarterbacks go. It's Hunter Renfrow, then Russell Wilson, Chris Olave, and Aaron Rodgers to me. If I want quarterback here, it's Brady or Stafford. It's one idea. And it looks like there's a tier break. Unless I want Watson. But in a league like this, I'm not drafting Watson.
I've never had Tom Brady anywhere. Ever.
Well, you're not getting him today either.
No.
Drafted Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
Yeah, no. Knox is the next tight end, but I just can't give him my vote. I think he really is, as likable as he is, not most of his production, but just what he is fundamentally, as I see it, is a product of the girth and the greatness of the Bills offense overall. Now, he's still in the Bills offense, and that could work out. It's worked fine before. He's paid off at around this point of the draft, but I'm going to pass. Running backs here, we talked about it. Not too exciting. That leaves you a wide receiver again. This is really turning into an argument for drafting your running backs right up top.
Mm-hmm.
Which a lot of people like to do.
Oh, there's Gabriel Davis sitting on the board.
I see him.
I mean, they might both be products of the offense, but you are getting a piece of the most fantasy prolific offense in football.
Are you going to post the results and ask people to vote?
Yes.
I'll take Davis. Chase Edmonds, Tom Brady, Dawson Knox. Then into round nine, Robert Woods, James Robinson, Rashad Bateman, and back to me. What am I sitting on here? I have six receivers and two running backs through
and
8 rounds.
Mike will now pick James Cook to win the WGR poll.
Don't hate it. Running back-wise, we're at Cook. Actually, he's the top guy, isn't he, by ADP on this list?
Yep.
Wow. That might do it.
Really?
No, I'll take Stafford.
Okay.
I'm tempted on Lance, but if we're drafting this right here, I'm going to start Matthew Stafford week one against the Bills. And there's so many good quarterbacks on waivers in a format like this. I mean, every team should pick one that would leave Carr or Watson or Lance, like, all on waivers almost, and, you know, stream them. That's fine. So if I'm trying to take this, like, as seriously as I might, I'll take Stafford. And how about you make your ninth round pick here?
All right, I'll pick Ramondre Stevenson as my next pick. A fantasy hotbed. It's a team that likes to run the football. There's a lot of production to the running back. It's usually split between five guys, which is annoying. But I think Stevenson is good. Like, he's got some juice. Like, he's big, bruising running back, but he can move. And Harris is going into the final year of his contract. And I don't know, like, I can see one of two ways this works out. Harris gets hurt, Stevenson's the Patriots' lead back, and then he's playable week to week, and really good, like he was last year when that happened. Or two, New England just plays around with running back like they typically do, and they just end up at Stevenson.
So brave not to pick Cook for the internet vote thinking.
The Bills' offense has never, maybe it'll change, but it has never been good to fantasy backs. Because there, until Singletary in the last 5 weeks, has never been touchdown opportunity, and there has never been a big target share.
I only like Cook as a player from what he's been, what he was at Georgia. I don't really think that means a lot in a fantasy draft when it comes to running backs, but I'm not expecting James Cook to just blow away Singletary at all, in which case he might be tough to start in a league like this. That's what my hesitation is. Mike Schoep here with Sneaky Joe. Bulldog is off today. More of our mock draft after this on WGR. Welcome back. I'm Mike Schoep with Sneaky Joe. Bulldog is off. Fantasy draft, round 12. We skipped ahead a little bit. In the interest of time, round 10 picks. Let's see, you went first. Alexander Mattison.
Yes.
At 10:04, the backup to Dalvin Cook. I went Damian Pierce, rookie out of, I think, Florida, with the Texans. Texans have Rex Burkhead and Marlon Mack there. They should want Pierce to play a lot. And a couple guys I respect really like Pierce as a player. Not everybody does. Round 11, I picked my first tight end, Albert Ahuebunam. Denver.
Yes.
Irv Smith was the backup plan. And Joe went and Njoku. I love it. Like, he got that big contract today. That's a 100-target contract, so it's a good pick. Round 12, Gus Edwards to Joe. I like that, too. I think he'll matter in Baltimore. I will go Nyheim Hines because Frank Reich said I should. Now, two picks left. These are 14-round drafts. Not deep. I think what you want here, if you were in a draft like this that's short, there are so many good receivers that won't get picked. And I have six really good ones already.
Mm-hmm.
So might not look as good on paper to have these running backs instead. At least one more. I have four total. But I think that that's a better idea. If somebody goes down in the preseason or whatever, then you could end up with a starter here, where in May, it looks like just a depth piece. And that'll be Khalil Herbert for me with Chicago. It's the handcuff to David Montgomery. I don't have Montgomery. He's an easy cut, you know, if you need something else when you get closer to the season or after week one. I feel like that's good strategy. Joe?
I'm going to go... I think I could wait on the turn for this guy. So I'll go Marquez Valdez-Scantling with my first pick. So give me... a flyer on maybe this is the Chiefs' number one target. Probably not him. Odds would be against it. But speed. I mean, his skill set best replaces Tyreek Hill's.
Comes as close as you could come, almost. Yep.
Yeah. Maybe Sky Moore is similar to him in that, but he's fast. And then on the way back, I was hoping I would get him on the way back because he was a little bit further down on the ADP list. And then Chuba Hubbard got picked. I'm on Deonta Foreman.
Me too.
I think he's maybe good. I mean, he was better than Derrick Henry was in the Titans offense last year, averaging more defenders in the box than Derrick Henry had. And that's what, 6 running back picks in my last 7? I'm going for this year later with running back picks, direct backups that might not have a chance to start on their own merit, but they're an injury away from being the guy in a good situation, mm-hmm. a good offense. Madison, that is. Pollard, I think that is. And I think Foreman, even though you need a McCaffrey injury for him to be valuable.
And even Gus Edwards, in a sense, too.
Gus Edwards, too. Yep.
All right, we're done. I picked Gerald Everett, who moved to the Chargers this offseason for a second tight end. There were other guys ranked a little bit higher on this list, but I like that spot. I don't have Justin Herbert here, but Mike Williams, Gerald Everett. Those are pretty good chance, Joe. That offense smashes. Eckler still there.
Yep.
So give me the Chargers. All right. How'd we do? My team, Matthew Stafford. Running backs are Dobbins, Edwards-Hilaire, Damian Pierce, Nyheim Hines, Khalil Herbert. This always happens to me. I don't think it's bad, but it just doesn't shine like another fantasy roster can. Running back, I never look like I have a good enough team. It's just, but don't worry about it. If you're in a league where you're able to make changes on waivers right at the beginning, you know, like most leagues, you're going to want to. And at running back, you can look a lot different by a few weeks into the season. Wide receiver, though, Justin Jefferson, A.J. Brown, T. Higgins, Mike Williams, Brandon Cooks, Gabriel Davis. Tight end, Albert Okwuegbunam, Albert O. in Denver, and Gerald Everett. Both with Seahawk ties, right? Noah Fant was traded to the Seahawks, opening the space for Okwuegbunam, and then Everett, who'd been on Seattle after leaving the Rams, now on the Chargers. Likes it on the West Coast. Joe.
I ended up with Jalen Hurts at quarterback, Leonard Fournette, and Tony Pollard in the starting running back spots. Bench running backs, Ramondre Stevenson, Alex Mattison, Gus Edwards, and Deonta Foreman. Wide receiver, Jamar Chase, C.D. Lamb, Jalen Waddle, Cortland Sutton, Darnell Mooney, and Marquez Valdez-Scantling. And then tight end, just David Njoku is mine.
Fine.
Youth at receiver, high upside at receiver, and kind of like, I bet I don't do good on a poll, because week one, my weakest guy is Tony Pollard, and that doesn't look great. You have a backup running back in your starting spot week one.
He would start for you, right?
I think, but
Stevenson, I don't like, not saying you're wrong to mm-hmm. like him. I don't know what I want. I don't think I want to do anything with that team. Jacoby Myers is the only skill position player I like on that team, or Janu. But holy cow. And they drafted two?
They drafted two. Pierce and James Strong, White. Jr. James White's back.
And Ty Montgomery, if you need him.
Does anyone need him?
I know. But it was not a good offseason for Damian Harris, right? And he had huge touchdown year, at least. Doesn't catch the ball. James White will catch the ball for New England.
Unless Ty Montgomery does.
Good luck with... I mean, Stevenson, he's in a tough spot, but
yep.
could be really good if they just went full-time with him. They're just probably not going to. Who knows? Joe Judge.
Joe Judge. Yes. If he's calling plays, it's good for Stevenson.
All right. Hope you enjoyed our draft. Joe will post it on Twitter, and you can have... you can make all your comments. We hope you do. Talked earlier with a Cleveland host, Jonathan Peterlin, about the Browns. Really good conversation, I thought. What happens with Watson? We know that we don't know. Mayfield and just the Browns overall. Hope you like that. If you missed it, and also a little bit more fantasy and Bills talk coming up later next hour. Mike Shope here with Sneaky Joe. Bulldog is off today. This is WGR.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.